at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with John Deere and Kevin Brandstetter. And first of all, Kevin, tell me what you do with the company.
I'm a product manager with the compact and the utility tractors. Work out of Cary, North Carolina, with the Augusta tractors that are built in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay, well, I've got a product launch here and invited the media in. Thank you very much. We always like to ask the question, what's new with John Deere?
What we're most excited about here, we have the new 1 Series. It's a subcompact tractor. We have two models within that series, the 1023E and the 1026R. And those two make up the 1 Series. Excellent tractors, getting a lot of great feedback here at the farm show. These tractors pretty much are customer design. We did a whole lot of customer research, a lot of customer focus groups, really worked with them to see how to improve, what solutions they were looking for, some features on the equipment, and then we were able to put it on these tractors. So it's very much what the customers have been asking for, and it's being verified while we're here this week.
Well, tell me a little bit about them, in terms of size, horsepower, what these are best suited for, and what your customers told you they wanted to use them for.
Well, these tractors are excellent for those customers that just aren't quite, they need something a little larger than a piece of riding lawn equipment, and they're wanting to step it up. This is their introductory level, the subcompact tractor. It's a small enough, it can fit in their garage, it can fit around the house, they can use it to mow their yards with it and with their mid-mower decks. We have an exclusive mid-mount mower that allows the operator to just drive over the deck, and it'll automatically connect the deck as well as the power takeoff shaft. Connects it all. Again, that's a John Deere exclusive advantage we have just because those customers asking for easier ways to connect their attachments. The 1023E is approximately 23 engine horsepower, and the 1026R is approximately 26 engine horsepower. So you can see right out of the gate, the difference between the two is horsepower. But not only that, the E was designed to be very basic. Someone that just wants to get out on their tractor, use the loader, use the rear hitch, all that. We did not sacrifice any versatility over onto the R, but what we did do is add some comfort and convenience. We have a deluxe seat. It's got the armrest. It's very, very high back seat, very comfortable, a rubber floor mat, a 12-volt auxiliary outlet to charge their cell phones when they're out, lighting package, so when they get in late or after 5 and they want to go out and use their tractor, they have more than enough light. And we just really increase some of those comfort and convenience, such as tilt steering on the R over the E, but we didn't sacrifice any of the versatility on the E or the R.
How about from a pricing standpoint? What kind of price point are we looking at to get started with maybe a basic unit?
Roughly $11,300 is where we're starting out on the E series, and then you'll be able to upgrade to the R series for roughly $1,500 or so. You can step up the package $1,000 up and get some of those more convenient and comfort as well as the horsepower.
Now, just talk for a second about the types of attachments. I'm assuming pretty much a full range of implements that you can attach to these tractors?
Yes, we have a full range what those customers are looking for. With Frontier, we have over 100 different attachments for these tractors. We have two different loaders for these tractors. We have the D series, the D120, which is a basic loader. You can take it on and off. It's a pin-on bucket. It does take a few more steps to take on and off, but it's very similar to the competitors as far as the process. We also have the H120, which is a more premium type loader that has an integrated system exclusive to John Deere that's built in that allows the customer to sit in the operator seat and remove that loader. Most customers coming by here today say they have one at home. Our Quick Park system is the best in the industry, and they can remove it in 60 seconds, have their loader off. We also have these mower decks. We have that 60-inch 7-iron deck as well as a 54-inch deck. Again, John Deere exclusive auto connect system, allowing that customer to just drive over, connect it automatically. And then on the rear, we have that whole range of attachments, including the 260 backhoe, allowing customers to be able to use a backhoe, dig up trees, plant trees, as well as another John Deere exclusive is the iMatch auto hitch we have here on display. It allows customers to attach John Deere rotary tillers and Frontier rotary cutters all from the seat. They're able to connect the power takeoff shaft and the implement itself all from the operator seat, never having to get off, and it's a lot safer and it's a lot more comfortable than what they're used to having to do.
How about availability? When will we see them?
They're not at dealerships yet. They're soon to be on their way. It'll be out this summer, and everyone can get really excited about it. We'll have some little information out there on the web getting people excited about it and be able to see them out here at the show. So make sure and talk to their dealer about it, but they'll be getting out pretty soon.
And so will these be exclusively through a John Deere dealer, or will you be distributing these through any other outlets?
Yeah, these will just be through the John Deere dealer channel. That's where we'll go, and they're the experts on these. They'll be able to really work with those customers and find out which one's right for that customer, whether it's the E, the R, maybe it is a piece of ride lawn equipment or a larger one. We have a piece of equipment for each customer out there and want to make sure that dealer, our experts, get to talk with them and get them in the right one.
All right, well, thank you very much, Kevin Brandstetter, telling us about the new line of subcompact tractors being introduced here at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.